Thank you, buddy. Everybody ready? Good morning. Today is August 29th. It is 10 a.m. We will call the Board of County Commissioners special meeting to order at this time. Commissioner Haskell, please give us an invocation.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessed moisture. Thank you for all your many blessings. Forgive us of our sins. Heal us from all our past hurts. Cover our families, friends, and ourselves with your protective shield. Bless and protect everyone who seeks you. Heal the world of its sickness and bring peace to those in conflict in your holy name.
Amen. Mrs. Court, would you please lead us in the pledge? Mrs. Court, would you please
lead us in the pledge? Oh, sorry. Y'all guys are qualified here.
It's in the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hess, here. Commissioner Lee Sloven,
here.
And Commissioner Pete Sloven is in the past.
He is at today. Approval of agenda, any changes in the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Move for approval of the agenda.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Lee Sloven?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Item two, public hearing, special events permit to live in Los Angeles County. So we will open up this hearing, call this hearing to order. Basically, what we'll be doing today, ladies and gentlemen, is we'll be hearing testimony regarding the liquor license application for the special events permits for women of Los Angeles County for the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds, the 200 North Linden Avenue. We will be calling the proponents to the podium to be sworn in by our legal counsel, and any questions at that time will be asked, and then we at that time we will continue on for proponents, and then after that we will bring anyone wishing to give testimony in opposition to this. So do you have any questions or be clear with how the hearing will go this morning? Hearing none, we will bring forward Miss Amanda Court. Please come to the podium and raise your right hand and be sworn in, and might as well swear your oath in the same. So,
do you solemnly affirm under penalty of perjury the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could both state your names.
Amanda Court and Jillian Maria.
Thank you.
Hey, so basically, we've got the application in front of us. I've reviewed it. I have spoken with legal counsel on this. Do you want to give us a little background of what you're doing for this public hearing this morning regarding the license? If you have any questions, we'll ask.
Okay. We are doing the liquor for the 3 days of rodeo for our Labor Day weekend. Saturday, it's going to be in the 18th. Sunday, Monday, it's going to be midday, early afternoon. We have her and I are both tips certified, as well as for allowing the Shriners to continue to sell it for us. A handful of them that are going to be there every school day are tip certified as well. It's all going to be beer and seltzers and cans. There's not going to be any mixing shots, that type of thing, glass bottles, anything like that. It's things going to be aluminum. We're going to have three different stations for alcohol sales. And I updated the map from what you guys have just because it's more finalized. So it's going to be pretty much one on each of the grandstand, one towards the middle of the grandstand. There we're going to have at least one security member staff next to the alcohol places at all times. When they come in, they're going to be asked if they're going to join. If they say yes, they're going to be having a 21 and up band and making sure that they've been verified. If they say no and they choose to drink later, those bands are going to be available at every single drink station where they can then get banded for liquor sales. The liquor sales on Saturday would start at 4 o'clock as soon as gates open, and continue to about 15 minutes before the end of the concert, which should be around give or take 10 o'clock. And then the liquor area for that day would actually consume the arena as well, because we're going to open up the arena for the concert. So it'll all be contained in there as well. For Sunday and Monday, liquor sales would start at 2 when gates open and conclude the last call would be when the bull riding started, which would probably be 4:30, 5, give or take. So the liquor would go until the end of the rodeo. I think that's it. If you have any questions, if I missed anything.
No questions. I have a couple for you.
Okay.
And so being familiar with liquor license, being a liquor licensee myself, it's sometimes very difficult to receive product from the beer companies on such a last minute approval. So I don't know if you've reached out to Budweiser and or who are distributing, if they're going to sell your product on such late notice.
Yeah, I already have an agreement with Coors,
okay.
And they're going to bring it in and we're going to keep it locked and that type of thing. They just are pending the, they have the order in, everything go. They're just waiting. Yeah.
The reason why I bring it up is I don't want you to fall into a violation, which I'm glad you got this done.
Right.
Because the other hand, and we've seen this done before in the past, is nonprofit organizations will purchase beer and alcohol from local establishments, retailers like myself, which is fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
However, the legal complication that occurs is when they try to return it, which that's
right.
Illegal. So I want to make sure you guys.
I've done it both ways in the past. And so for an event this magnitude, an event where we could have, 300 people each day or 1500 people each day, there's a lot of unknown and I didn't want to just buy that much alcohol. So Coors is working with us. And if we need more brought in, they're going to bring more in on Monday morning for us as well. So.
And at that time, if you needed to, that would be the opportunity to buy from a local establishment,
right.
But then you realize you cannot return.
Right, yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, but it doesn't behoove you any good because then you're stuck with that money and that product.
Yep.
And then you can't go live and consume it yourself.
Thanks.
And then the sheriff's deputies, they all been according to your...
Yeah, I actually have, as yesterday, I can give you guys these two. It's an updated map, which is pretty much just more color of what the words last time. And then the actual signatures of the deputies that are going to be there tonight. They want three deputies there Saturday night because we have a concert, and then two deputies are going to be there Sunday and Monday. And then I'm going to have seven security members. And then we're going to have a total of about 24 people working all 3 days. So
we get a copy of that as well.
I'm going to give it directly to you.
Perfect.
Yeah,
you want to
look at
the application and then we'll get copies back made.
Thank you for doing your due diligence, because we've had many come to us last minute and they haven't done that. And then, they affect us uniformly basically. So thank you for doing
that. Yeah, not a problem.
That's the only questions I have. Any other comments? Okay, thank you. Now, this time we'll find anyone else who is in a proponent for this liquor license. Having none, we'll now offer it open to anyone who is opposed to this liquor license for public comment. Do we have anybody sign up for public comment? No.
This panel,
okay. All right, Councillor.
Good morning, Commissioners. I've reviewed the application and I have no concerns.
May I just offer a suggestion? Because now that the Chronicle is only publishing one day a week, I need 10 days to publish for a public hearing. So next year when you guys come, can you come sooner or, get us your information sooner?
I was driving my feet. Sorry.
No apologies. I just, stuff is going to change on our end. They can't call for a public hearing on a 10-day notice anymore because it's got to hit the Thursday before the Friday before it moves in, kind of thing. So it's going to change the way we have to publish them.
Okay. I think on the website it says you have 30 days in Oro. You have to do it 30 days ahead of time. Now it's going to be 45.
We're going to actually change it to 45.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Searle. Anything else? Yeah, well, hearing no more testimony, we will close this hearing. This time we will need to entertain a motion.
Move to approve a special events permit for the women of Los Angeles County.
I will second that motion.
Commissioner Wieselhoff?
Yes.
Commissioner Harris?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies, and best of luck and school rodeo.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today.
Are you pretty excited about
it? We are. We actually have pretty much a full house every single night for as far as contestants and stuff go. I think the last time I spoke with the contractor was day before yesterday. He said that for Saturday night for the bullfighting and barrels, we only had a few more slots for barrel racers left. That's it. CRPA, they actually had a council, another CRPA and rodeo this weekend and somewhere else. And so all of those people that were going to figure on going there are have one or two rodeos to choose from then. So we're probably gonna have a full house on Sunday as well.
Sure.
And then Monday, the ranch rodeo has been, I've been getting calls every single day about the ranch rodeo. He's been getting calls every single day about the ranch rodeo. So the ranch rodeo should be pretty packed too. And everybody loves the fact that we're bringing in junior events and stuff like that too. So it should be a good show. And then Justin Champagne that's coming in on Saturday night is absolutely ecstatic. He's gonna hang out with me and the announcer for the announcer booth Saturday night. So that's how excited he is for it all too. So
ticket sales doing good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
And the parade has 55 entries.
That's great.
Yeah. And a lot of people who've never been in it before, too.
All right. Well, you're going to have a lot of politicians, too, so city council.
Yeah. 19% of the walkers are. I try to put them behind horses.
Walk in the boot.
Yeah.
I was going to ride my 4-year.
All right. Oh, Commissioner Hatt, I make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Wieselhoff?
Yes.
Commissioner Harris?
Yes. So check it out here.
He is a
Oh, he is. Hard.